Hey, what's up, guys? It's Jordan with the Laundromat Resource Podcast. This is show 115, and I'm pumped you're here today because we are in a never-ending quest to continually try to push the boundaries, try to be on top of what's going on in our industry, in this world, and figure out how to help all of us build better businesses. And to that end, today we have on the show again, Brittany Centers of Center Social, because we want to talk about what's going on in the online world. I've said so many times before, marketing is the untapped potential in our industry right now. That is the low-hanging fruit. And today we have Brittany on talking marketing, both through paid advertising and also through organic social media stuff. And we're going to talk through some tactics. We're going to talk through some of what's changing. And it's an awesome, awesome episode as always. And be sure to check out centersocial.com if you're interested in having Brittany and her team help you out with your social media. But before you even do that, I just want to point out, and this is today's fast lane tip, that Brittany has actually partnered with Laundromat Resource and has offered a pro member perk that actually exceeds the cost of joining, the investment of joining the Laundromat Resource pro community. So if you're thinking about going with Brittany to do some social media stuff, think about joining the Laundromat Resource Pro community, because it actually will save you money and add a ton of value to your life, because you'll get everything else that comes with that pro community, which is a bunch of stuff. So check it out, laundromatresource.com/pro if you're interested in that. And also, if you want to talk more about social media marketing and your laundromat or your future laundromat, join Brittany and I. We're going to be doing a free live webinar slash Q&A on all things marketing and social media on May 3rd, 2023. 4 p.m. Pacific time, Best Coast time, 7 p.m. East Coast time. So come join us there. You can find out more information about that at laundromatresource.com/events. That link and all the links we talk about today will be in the show notes, or if you're on YouTube, down below in the description. And without further ado, let's jump into it with Brittany Centers. Brittany Centers of Center Social. How's it going?
It's going well. How are you?
I am doing good. I'm doing really good. And man, you are like a veteran on the podcast here. How'd you weasel that?
The third time, yeah.
Number three. That's pretty big. That's a very exclusive club, three times on the podcast. So very few people.
Thank you. I enjoy being here.
Yeah, no. Awesome to have you. And awesome to talk about I think an under-discussed topic, which is marketing. Here and you know, who better to bring on than a marketing agency owner for laundromat owners? So here you are once again. What is going on in the world of online, in the digital world these days?
A lot. I mean, a lot is changing. You know, every time that I'm on here, I always talk about how the algorithm is changing, and that it's consistently happening still. You know, we've seen in the last 6 months, we've seen some of the most changes in the algorithm that like we've ever seen. I mean, I've been doing this since 2014, and in the last 6 months, the biggest changes have occurred. And so that's what I want to talk about today. You know, I want to talk about ads. I want to talk about reels. I want to talk about posts, like how you're doing them and all of that stuff, so that people can get some help to how to market their own laundromat.
Yeah. All right. Awesome. Well, we've got a lot to jump into. So let's start with, should we start with some of the changes that are happening and that have happened over the last 6 months or whatever?
Yes, absolutely. So everything on social media is changing right now. Specifically, like today, for just an example. So every time that there's a holiday, most of the time there's an algorithm change. So like it, and then that also goes to glitching. Like there's going to be small glitches on Facebook, Instagram, even Google. This year in the last 6 months, I've experienced glitches with Google, like Google AdWords, Google My Business, that I have never experienced before. Because everything's changing so much. But like today, it took three times that I had to exit off my browser in order to be able to log into a laundromat owner's page and see their information. So it was glitching. It wasn't working. And it was just Easter. So, of course, like, they update things during a holiday. I don't understand why they always update during a holiday. But most of the time that they do, like, right after Christmas, there was a big algorithm change and, like, stuff stopped working. It always happens. They pick right after, like, during a holiday to update everything.
Maybe they think we should all be out having fun with each other instead of being on social media.
Correct. And that's really true. Like, most of the time people are, I mean, they're showing pictures of their family and stuff, like, posting. But as far as, like, really worried about their business, you know, a lot of times it takes, like, a back burner to their family at those times. So one of the biggest things is that just, like, posting a post is not, it's not enough anymore. Like, there's so many things that you have to do. So if your picture is poor quality, or then you're not going to get the results that you want. And when I say poor quality, I mean, like, blurry or not attractive. But at the same time, I want to let everybody know that social media is not supposed to be like a commercial that you would see during the Super Bowl halftime show. Like, it's supposed to be real life. People want to know what's actually going on in your laundromat. So it doesn't have to be amazing. It just can't be blurry or, like, you know, something that, like, just doesn't look good. I mean, if you're doing...
So no selfies for me is what you're saying.
No. But, like, if you're doing a remodel, like, you need to post that if you're doing a remodel every step of the way. I mean, if you could get it to where, like, say someone that's in, like, doing a remodel for a laundromat, if you could post a story or a reel and a post every single day of that remodel, like, even five times a day, then that for the, not the post, but for the stories, that would be fantastic, because people want to see all of that. They want to see the real life stuff that's going on. But just throwing up a picture and be like, oh, hey, we're remodeling, that's not working anymore. You also cannot use flag words. So there's lots of words that the algorithm has gotten smart enough to know. If you say win, or if you say win is one example, or if you say giveaway, like, those are words that the algorithm on Facebook and Instagram flags you immediately. And so they're going to push that down. But, and a lot of people like to do contests, and contests are still very effective. You just have to know how to word it. So you have to be careful of the words that you're using, the pictures that you're using, all of that matters.
Ooh, interesting. I didn't know about flag words. So that's a really interesting one.
Yes, flag words.
How do we find out what these flag words are?
Well, it takes lots of research. And most of the time, really working with an agency. I've told everyone too. So, like, win, giveaway. But there are still ways that if you want to do a giveaway or, like, a promotion or something. I mean, we had a giveaway recently that for a laundromat in Missouri. And they had, I don't know, I think it was like 500 people enter that giveaway. It was a really good giveaway, but we know the algorithm, we know how it works, and we weren't using any of the flag words.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, good. So we want to stay away from flag words. I mean, it sounds like they're just trying to cut back on the spammy stuff, right? So as long as you're not being spammy, you know, you can say, hey, this could be yours, or I don't know, maybe those are flag words, but, you know, like, just don't be spammy, right?
Yes. It's good that you say that. So Facebook is starting to switch over, kind of like they're mimicking TikTok a little bit. Like, there's like a, it's almost like there's a for you page and then there's a following page. And so it's like, you can see, like, the business side of it and the stuff that you're interested in. And then you can see, like, the people that you're actually following. So they're getting ready to split. I mean, they have on some cases already split it, but I think it's going to be even more of a divide because they're mimicking TikTok.
Yeah. TikTok really changed the game a lot. I think, you know, I mean, everybody's got, like, a TikTok-esque component right now, like Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, obviously TikTok.
Which, you know,
I don't know about LinkedIn yet. LinkedIn's late on the game with the TikTok. Come on.
I think LinkedIn is going to stay the same. I mean, they're obviously going to have some changes, but LinkedIn is very much a business to business type of, like, you know, people in your industry or how they can benefit you. So I don't think that TikTok is going to change as much. I mean, they've made some changes, don't get me wrong. But I think that it's going to be, I don't think that their goal is different than what like TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram is.
Totally. Yeah, totally.
Which, you know, leads me that, so one of the biggest thing in the laundromat world is that you need to know what platform that you're on and how to work it. So each platform is different and there's so many different things that you can do. So, you know, there's stories. And the last podcast we talked about stories. So stories are, you know, short clips, pictures, videos that are going to reach the people that are actually following you. Like so that is getting repeat business, if is what I would call a story for the laundromat world. Like you're reaching people that come to your laundromat, that see your stuff, and you're enticing them to be repeat business. And then you go on to reels. So the last time that I was on here, I talked about TikTok and reels and how TikTok is so important. To be honest, everybody is a little afraid of TikTok right now. Like, we don't know exactly what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no prediction for this. Like, you know, I've researched, looked, studied, and we still just, you know, there's some people way higher up than us that are going to make these decisions about TikTok. But at the same time, the reels on Facebook and Instagram are very, very important. So if I would say, to any business owner, whether you're a laundromat owner, no matter what you are, you must do reels. Like, you are missing out because Facebook and Instagram, which they're owned by the same company, they want to take down TikTok. So they've changed their algorithm. So, let's rewind back to like 2012. Okay. If you just posted a post out there on Facebook, then you would get lots of results. Like people would see you because that was before everyone had jumped on. Mm-hmm. And so they've changed the algorithm for reels that if you're posting reels, you're going to reach new people because they, mm-hmm. because they're trying to take down TikTok, they make it easier for your customers and potential clients, no matter what business that you're in, to see those reels. So they're pushing reels, like they want people to post reels. It works. I mean, you know, I have a reel that I just did that got 500 likes on Instagram.
I did. I did a reel with my daughter and out of nowhere, it was like the first one we ever did. And out of nowhere, it got 177,000 views. And we're like, whoa, what just happened? Yes. And yes. I was like, light bulb moment. You know what I mean? Like, whoa, that's crazy.
Yes. I mean, you could almost do nothing else besides reels and be okay. It's one of those things that like stories disappear within 24 hours, but mm-hmm. you're updating, like keeping it current, like kind of what's going on, if there's specials or if there's promotions, and that's just reaching your current clients. But reels are going to reach the people who could be your potential client. Now, obviously, your followers and stuff are going to see your reels some. But most of the time it's new people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And in fact, you know, so I do a little bit of reels just for laundromat resource stuff. And, I actually set mine to where it doesn't show up to my normal subscribers. I mean, you can still find them. You can go, you know, there's a playlist for all the shorts and everything and the reels. They're shorts on YouTube. But I actually just set it so it doesn't pop. So it doesn't, you know, bombard the subscribers with videos because you post them a lot more often. Yeah. Can you talk to what? So, okay. Talk to laundromat owner. Talk to me. I'm a laundromat owner, right? Talk to me. What's the difference between stories and reels in terms of like, how should I be thinking of what should be a story and what should be a reel?
Okay. So a story should be like small updates or a promotion or something going on, something that you want your current clients that have entered your laundromat, who know who you are, to see. Like you're updating. So a lot of the times it's like, okay, so like, let, for instance, let's talk about like I'll explain it like this. So like an email blast. Like an email blast most of the time is to get repeat customers. That's mm-hmm. what a story is. You're reaching out to your customers who have already been there, who already know your stuff, and you're updating them. A reel, which there's an overlap, don't get me wrong. Like some of your customers are going to see your reels. But most of the time it is getting new customers, like people to see whether you're doing pickup and delivery, whether you're doing self-service, whether you're doing wash your fold, like it is getting those new customers. Now, currently, right now, you cannot run an ad on a reel, but it's coming. They've already sent out like emails and notifications. Like mm-hmm. I would say within the next 2 months, we'll be able to run ads on reels. And then that's honestly going to be a game changer because so many people are seeing the reels already. New customers, like new people. And then once you can specifically target people with those reels and define it down, I mean, it's a game changer, in my opinion.
Yeah. Maybe I'll run some ads just to make people look at my face or something.
You should totally do that.
Just to torment them. No, thank you for breaking that down because I think, it can get all confusing, right? There's all these different things. I mean, without really looking too far into it, you look at a story and you look at a reel and you're like, it's basically the same thing except for a story disappears, right? So how do I know what to post on each? Well, and
I'm glad that you said that because reel is very important with the music. So you can have like the original sound, but you also need reels with trending music because and really, if you think about this, like this is the first time that people have been able to use like songs from people and not get like, cause if you say you go and film a video and you post it as like a video on Facebook or Instagram, then you're going to get the copyright law thing. And it's going to take this, all the sound out, but reels, the music, it's trending. And so you have to, like, we have like a spreadsheet that we monitor every week of the music that's trending. And we watch like how many reels have been posted. And so the more reels that are posted with that sound, the more results it's going to get. Mm-hmm. So with reels, you have to watch the sound. And I mean, the sound is very important for trending purposes. And we do both. I mean, we do like original sound and then we also do, original audio, and then also the trending sounds. And we study all of that because, we have to now.
Yeah. I mean, because it changes so fast, right? I mean, like you were just saying, like you can't put other people's music on your videos, but you can't almost not put other people's audio on your, on your reels, right? Yeah. Like, so it's kind of, you got to keep track of that stuff and, okay. So listen, We're the laundromat business here. We're stodgy old laundromat owners. We, as a group, as a whole, obviously not a hard and fast rule, but as a group and as a whole, we kind of buck the trend, right? That's part of why we're in this business, right? We're not trend setters. We're not trend followers. So, I mean, do we have to pay attention to these trends or like what's the way around this? What can we do here?
You have to do it.
Okay.
I mean,
or hire somebody to do it for you, right?
Correct. Huh? I mean, like, and that's what I meant. Like either you hire someone to do it or you do it on your own. We at Center Social for just laundromat owners, we're doing about 35 reels a week for laundromats. And some of those laundromats are only getting one reel per week. I mean, so we have a lot of customers that are doing reels. And I mean, whether you're doing it yourself or whether you're hiring someone to do it, like it is the most important thing on social media that you could be doing, except for ads, which we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. But yes.
Can I throw in like a little, this is just a little idea that just popped into my head. So, and it kind of combines with, okay, this is going to sound weird because we're talking about reels right now, but I need a quick disclaimer. This is not financial advice. This is not tax advice. I'm not a CPA. Go talk to your CPA, blah, blah, blah. Right. But I was talking, with a CPA who was not giving you specific advice, was just talking to me and saying that, hey, you know, you can pay your kids. I think they said, you know, if they work for you, if you can basically kind of hire your kids and you can pay them. I think it was up to like $12,500 per year tax free if they're working for you. Right. And, you know, what popped into my head was my daughter who's 9, and Brittany, you and I were talking about this. She's got her own YouTube channel and she's been making her own videos. She just crossed 100 subscribers, super excited about it. And the thing that crossed my mind was like, hey, I bet my daughter could help me out with these reels. Like I bet, you know, I could get her thinking about, you know, just the trend. I mean, she likes all the little trends and, you know, all that stuff. And I can't for the life of me, like, keep up with all of it. Right. But pay her to do that for me and to pay attention for me, maybe even film some of those videos for me. Cause let's face it, people would rather see her cute face than mine.
Yes, absolutely. And so, you know, I have experienced this. My son, so we have a reptile business, which we talked about it the last time on the podcast. And it's grown a lot since the last time. But since December, he has gone viral multiple times on Instagram and TikTok.
Yeah.
Talking about his chameleons.
Something about those kids, you know what I mean? But I mean, you know, here's the thing is like there is power in being seen, right? And if it's for your business specifically, you know, I know you guys breed reptiles, right? And, you know, that's really great exposure for your reptile business. And, you know, but let's bring it back to laundromat owners here. You know, being seen, there's just a power in that, right? And you see like these movie stars, like you think of like the Kardashians, right? And they somehow got famous, but then they, you know, some of them turned, I don't really know any of their names, but I know for a fact that some of them turned their fame because they were seen, they were known into like huge wealth, right? Like huge amounts of money. And you look around and you see people who are known, who are seen, who are able to leverage that, you know, and turn it into a business or to, you know, improve their business, grow their business, scale their business. So there's a power in being seen there. So being on top of the trends actually, you know, for those of us in the business that, you know, that's sort of against our nature, man, just recognize the power in that and find creative ways to do it. Hire somebody to do it for you or hire a kid to do it for you or what, you know, whatever you got to do, but there's power in that.
Yes. So recently we started, at Center Social, like we started offering, different packages and changing it up a little bit. And then especially with like filming and videos. Mm-hmm. So we have like a fee where we can send someone in to take the videos and what we want, or we walk you through the process and of how you can do it. Because with real, like, here's what some people don't understand is that with reels, like we have to have updated content all of the time. Mm-hmm. And I say all the time, but I'm not all the time, but often, because we needed to be able to post. And, so like we've started working with a lot of distributors recently, and they have like the sheet folding machines, and they're selling the sheet folding machines, and they're selling like the machines that make the cake with the hydraulic press. I had no idea all that existed until, you know, the, mm-hmm. The clean show. That's where I figured out like all of this stuff really existed. But so, I mean, really, you need a 10-second video. So that's the important thing about the reel is that right three months ago, the perfect time for reels was 16 seconds. Now it's between, it's about 6 seconds.
Yeah.
Fast. Now, I mean, next month that could totally be completely different. So, but yes, like short videos, we want clients to send us stuff. And then, you know, oh, well, going back to what you were saying is that like, if you have a kid, I mean, they're creative mostly because they've lived in the world of technology and
social media. Yeah.
And so they know, like, they can totally take the videos and then whether they could either, I mean, if they're really capable, then they could edit them and post them or send them to the agency that the laundromat is working with. And they mm-hmm. could edit them, use the sound, you know all the keywords and everything and then post it.
Yeah. 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 I mean, I think it's super interesting just kind of how everything's changing, you know, all the time. And in the digital world and, you know, laundromats until recently, we're not a big bunch of changers, right? And things are, you know, things are changing here too now, but you know, I think it's more and more important that we stay on top of what's going on in the world. Right. And it's, I mean, obviously it's not just, you know, with social media and what Google's doing and stuff like that. You know, we just went through a pandemic and everything changed and, you know, so we've got to really, the whole world is changing all the time. So we've got to stay on top of some of this stuff and be paying attention and be reacting accordingly.
I think. Yes. I mean, absolutely. Like, you know, I had, when the pandemic hit, I had a 9 month old. And I also got pregnant literally March of 2020. And so what I've realized recently is that, well, in the last year, as the world is opening up, like my middle child, he had no idea how to go to a restaurant. Mm-hmm. He had no idea like how to do any of that stuff. But now he's learning, like, you know, mm-hmm. we are getting to that point where we can go out and eat, we can go to church, all that stuff. But yes, you're right. Right. Like how much the world has changed, even in the laundromat world. You know, something that I hear often is about gas prices with laundromats and the electricity. And then we've had lots of clients recently that have had like break-ins. You know, we had one client who they broke into their laundromat and stole all the copper out of their laundromat. So, yeah, I mean, there is so many changes. And I think that a lot of it is from the pandemic. Because there's so many more costs that people don't realize. No.
Yeah. Let's be like the kids who are adapting to a new life after the pandemic where they didn't really remember what it was like before that. And let's adapt along with them as the world changes. How about that? All right. So what other tips do you have for like getting seen online? Cause I mean, like I said, there's power in being seen. So you got any other tips for us?
Ads. So, you know, in the laundromat world, I've watched so many podcasts in the laundromat world. And I've listened to all different types. You know, I've read websites I get all the emails from like the different types of laundromat industry people. I'm not going to list any names or anything like that, but the most important thing,
I'll throw them all under the bus. Wait, are you talking about me though? Hold on, time out. Are you referencing me? This is your third time on. You can't be referencing me. Come on. All right, go ahead. Continue. Okay.
But ads, like no one in the laundromat world really is talking about ads and on social media. And I mean, you have to do ads at this point. Like you don't have an option. Now, I'm not saying that you have to spend an astronomical amount of money. Like you don't. You know, I've had clients that have paid $2,500 for 1 month, just ad spend. And that was their grand opening and their revenue increased an astronomical amount. But also like I have clients that are spending like $50, you know, if they're in a smaller area, a month on ads or $100 or $150 or $200. But the thing is that just like everything else in the world is changing, and all prices are going up. So like now you having a social media presence and not running ads is almost pointless.
Man, that was a very heavy statement. Okay. Can you unpack that a little bit? So you said having social presence and not running ads is almost pointless. Can you unpack that a little bit? Why is that?
Because, well, for one, you know, social media, everybody's trying to make money. Like the platforms are trying to make money. And there's so many people on those platforms now and they switched, as we talked about earlier, you know, like there's the almost like the For You page, and then, you know, like your family and like your people that you want to see, and then the businesses. And so you are competing with so many people. And used to, organically, you could get some reach. Now, you still get reach with Reels, which is why Reels are so impactful. Mm-hmm. But as far as, and then you, for ads, you have to go on the back end. Like, so everybody now, well, no, there's this new thing called Meta Business Suite. Mm-hmm. And in order to see your numbers, like on your actual social media, you have to switch over to Meta Business Suite. And it's not easy to always get there. So like right now, some of our clients' pages, it'll say on the left-hand side, switch. And then it'll say like a bar across the top, like switch. And one of the buttons will not always work. Hence back to how social media is glitching. But you have to actually switch to go into Meta Business Suite to see your real numbers. And so one of the other things about ads and stuff is that in laundromats. So laundromats, I mean, we all know this. We're all in the laundromat business. Laundromats are not always very exciting. And if it is exciting, it's probably not a good thing. Like you're probably getting broken into or something like that. And people aren't always going to like your post or comment. I mean, they do sometimes, but you know, if you're a restaurant, like, or you know, like a place that has live music or something like that, like it, people are going to comment a lot easier than what you will with a laundromat. And so my biggest stressor to people is that you've got to know your back end numbers. So like it could look like five people have liked your comments or liked your posts in the month. But if you go into the back end, then I mean, literally this happened today. They had reached 17,000 people in the last 28 days.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's part of the ad. So when you're running the ads, you're targeting people. And with laundromats, you know, there's self-service, there's Westrafo, there's pickup and delivery. And so each ad is different. And that's how you target people based on their demographic with each, you know, whether it's self-service, Westrafo, or pickup and delivery. But yes, ads are something that you must be doing, because if not, then you're not going to be reaching people. And I'm not talking about a boosted post. A boosted post is, I mean, it's a boosted post. You're going to get a little bit results by that, but you have to go into the actual Meta Business and the ads manager and actually create the ads to get the best results. Is that?
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah, I agree with that totally. Here's the other thing about ads. Okay. Like this. Okay. So we've been talking about the power being seen and going viral, and, you know, even like laundromat viral, you know, it might be like 1,000 or 2,000 views, you know, laundromat viral, but, unless you're investment joy, Brandon killing it with the hundreds of thousands. Here's the thing about ads, right? So when you go viral with a reel, or you just get more views than normal with a reel or something like that, you know, the thing about that is those can be people all over the place, which is awesome. Right. If you're an online brand, or, you know, you're something that's location independent, we're very like hyper local businesses, right? So, you know, Brittany seeing my, you know, me dancing on top of my washing machine to the latest trend, you know, at my laundromat is awesome and hilarious, 'cause I'm such a bad dancer or whatever, but it's not really going to help my business. Right.
No.
It could. But my point is that when you run an ad, it's like you can force your content to go viral by running the ad, and you can do it exactly to the people that you want it to go to. Right. So
you're specifically targeting them with an ad.
Yeah. So I'm not going to run my ad to Brittany unless I'm really trolling her, which now that I'm thinking about it, I might geofence your house and just run ads to you all the time.
Hey, it'd probably be the other way around. I should, because, you know, you have a reptile. Like, I should geofence.
That's right. That's right. All right. We're about to get in an ad trolling war. It's going to be great.
But yes, that's the most important thing about ads. So, like, for self-service, if there are apartment complexes near you, like, you know, and most of the time for self-service, you're targeting lower income in families and individuals. And so when you're running the ads, you're targeting that those people like in apartment complexes and then within like a certain radius of, you know, where you're located. And that changes based on states, you know, in California, we have between 20 to 30 clients in California now. I don't actually know off the top of my head, but so in California, like especially LA, I mean, you're targeting like a mile, 2 miles. Exactly. But you go to Tennessee or even Kentucky, I mean, you're targeting like the county I live in, there's one laundromat, and the city itself has like 30,000 people. So yes, like you can target people up to like 25, 30 miles radius. So it's always like important. That's why we study whenever we work with people to know your demographic, which almost, I mean, all laundromat owners know the demographic and their zip codes that they're targeting and stuff. But that's how like you know, like how to narrow it down. Cause you like study everything, you know, self-service, pick up and delivery, wash, refill, that's all different. And with ads, you can target those individuals specifically, like wash, refill. It's going to be most of the time, not always, but most of the time, like the middle of the road income. Pick up and delivery is going to be like we are targeting like the higher income, like the top 10% within your area or the top 25% within your area, because those are the people that can, you're basing everything on like what they can afford. But with self-service, you're basing it on a lot of times like what they need, because they don't have, you know, washer and dryer.
I think that goes right to your point of, hey, they're different. You've got different audiences. You need to run different ads depending on self-serve, drop-off laundry, pick-up and delivery laundry. Target those people specifically, both in terms of who they are as a person and their demographic, and also where they're located.
That's the greatest thing about social media is that, you know, with Google, most of the time, like you're using Google AdWords, like they have to be searching for you. Like they have to be trying to find you most of the time. But with social media, you can target people that don't even know that you're there, but they need you. And then you're enticing them to enter your business or drop off their laundry or use pickup and delivery.
Yeah. I would argue that the greatest thing about social media is cat memes, but maybe a close second is that. I don't know. It's close. Actually, I don't really even like cats, so... I'll go with yours. okay. Yeah. So, I mean, ads, super important. And like you said, I mean, you don't have to just jump all the way into spending, you know, hundreds or even thousands of dollars, into these ads. And in fact, you know, running ads is a little bit art and a little bit science, right? Takes a little bit of time for ads to run through. So if you've tried ads and you tried them for a month or 2 months, and you weren't seeing the results, or you couldn't figure out if they were working or not, which is one of the problems of running ads specifically for self-serve, is that it's really difficult to see and to know if it's actually working and how well it's working or not.
I almost beg to differ a little bit with self-service.
Beg to differ, then do it.
I do. I'm sorry.
If you want to be wrong, that's fine. No, I'm just kidding.
self-service is one of the easiest, or is the easiest out of wash, refo, pick up and delivery to determine about social media. Because you just study, like if you're running the ads correctly, and once again, I know I said this, but I'm going to say it again. Boosting a post is not really an ad. I mean, it's an ad on social media. You're boosting it. You're paying money for it. But it's, I mean, there's so much more capabilities on the back end of social media, but self-service is the easiest way to tell if social media is working or not.
How do you know if people are responding to your ad or not?
Because
increase. Okay. Yeah. But here's my point is I don't disagree with that. I think it's harder to attribute that than if you said, hey, come drop off your laundry, use this promo code, and You know what I mean? Or do pick up a delivery, use this promo code. Now I know the ad worked. I know they used it and I know specifically where that customer came from. Self-serve, you could see the income increase, but you don't know. I mean, you can infer, but you don't know that they came from that ad. I guess that's my point. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong there too.
Well, correct.
Welcome to be wrong.
No. I mean, you're not wrong. But at the same time, like, it's easier to get self-service customers.
Right. Yes.
You're not asking them to spend as much money. It's like one of the hardest industries in social media is real estate, because you're asking someone to spend, you know, like hundreds of thousands of dollars. So anytime that on social media, if you're asking people to spend like more money you're asking them to spend, the harder it is, if that makes sense.
To convert them. Yeah.
Yes. Now you can track the conversions with like Wash Dry Fo,
yes,
and especially pick up and delivery. I mean, pick up and delivery is very easy to track because you're running an ad, you're directing them to the website, and they're using, you know, whatever pick up and delivery system, whether it be like Cint, Curbside, or Cling Cloud. Those are just three, you know, like come to mind. And so you can track all of that and the links, and then you can also use Google Analytics. As far as that is, you're right. Self-service is the hardest to track. It's like a trail. Yeah.
Yes. Hardest to track, easiest to convert. I'm glad. I was a little nervous, I'll be honest with you, when you begged to differ with me that I was going to be wrong in front of all of my friends.
No,
embarrassed.
Right. I just think that it's
you're also right. Like,
it's easier to get self-service customers,
yes,
than it is to get Wash Dry Fo and pick up and delivery.
Well, and I think part of that too is that specifically for pick up and delivery, but also I think for drop off laundry, there's a little bit of an education factor in there too. Not everybody knows that they can drop their laundry off and have somebody else do it. And definitely not everybody knows that they can, you know, fill out a form online and somebody will come to their house and pick up their laundry, wash it, fold it, and bring it back to them. And so, you know, I think you're dead on. Like, the more money you're asking people to spend, the lower your conversion rate. But also there's that education factor where you got to say, hey, did you know?
Yes.
We'll actually just come to your house and grab the laundry from you, and you don't even have to think about it until we drop it off all folded and clean for you, smelling good, ready for you to look sharp.
You know, that's the power of social media. Like, say a CEO of a major company, they're probably super busy. They have no idea that their laundry, most of the time, they have no idea that their laundry could be, like, they just, it's just going to be done for them. Someone's going to pick it up, someone's going to deliver it, and they have almost nothing to do. And that's the power of social media, because we're targeting people that could use the service, but don't even know that it's there.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And here's a little hack for you, huge high-level CEOs out there. Why don't you just go buy a laundromat and start a pickup and delivery, and then you don't have to worry about it at all, and you don't have to pay for it. It's great.
That's true.
just kidding. Use your local laundromat pickup and delivery service and support your local laundromats, you bigwig CEOs that are listening to this podcast right now. Like Brittany, you're kind of the demographic here. You're a bigwig CEO of Center Social. So there you go.
I mean, maybe. I have
kind of a big deal.
I have three small boys that have lots and lots and lots of laundry.
Yeah. Yes. We do all know that kids are filthy, disgusting creatures. So slash our best customers.
Yes, that's very true.
Yeah. Awesome. I mean, a lot going on right now. There's a lot of things changing. Algorithms are always changing. You know, the landscape is always changing. Right now, it's still hot to be posting those shorts, reels, TikToks, to get that exposure. But also, I mean, like you said, and it's been this way for a while, but, you know, running those ads is a big deal. And I would say, hey, listen, if you're pretty new to, running ads, number one, I mean, you've got a couple of options. You know, you can either go learn all this stuff yourself and then spend a lot of money, you know, figuring it out, which is fine. Cause you're going to end up spending a lot of money figuring out how to run ads, or you can hire somebody to do it. There's no right or wrong way. There's some DIYers and there's some hey, I'm going to get it done by somebody who already knows. No right or wrong way there. But either way, like, get started now, because I think, you know, like what Brittany was saying, I think there's going to be a small window for a huge opportunity to start to get in early and start running those ads on the reels, the shorts, the TikToks, and running those ads and get in front of the people in your neighborhoods. And whether that's, you know, getting them to come to your self-serve laundromat, or if it's getting them to come, you know, and try out your drop-off laundry or pick up and delivery laundry service. So, don't experiment on that. Try to be ready for when that pops up and jump on that early. And I mean, I think there's going to be, you know, ad costs are going to be low and your views are going to be high early on. And those, you know, those will start inverting over time, where the ad costs will continue to rise and your impressions are going to be lower down the line. So get in early on that.
Yes. And that's one thing that I would like to say, like, if you've owned a laundromat for 30, 20 years or whatever, like, just because it's working, like, I mean, the world is changing, you know, millennials and all these other generations, like, how are you going to reach those people? Like, just word of mouth and that you've been here forever, it's going to stop working.
Yeah. And, you know, just to kind of speak to that veteran demographic too, you know, it's the whole old dog, new tricks. Well, number one, don't be an old dog. But number two is, you know, even just think about it in terms of the value of your laundromat. At some point, you're going to want to exit that laundromat, and the value of your laundromat is going to be higher if your demographic isn't aging with you. Right. And you see that a lot in, you know, like, I grew up in churches and stuff, and you see there's like a generation that kind of gets up, and then you see these churches that are like old churches. Yes. And there's not a lot of young people anymore, but it's because they weren't able to kind of, you know, speak to upcoming generations in a way, you know, that resonated with them. And the same is true with businesses. I see this with businesses all the time too, where if, you know, you lose your demographic if you're not keeping up with the trends, not necessarily of social media. You don't have to necessarily keep up with the social media trends, have somebody else do that for you. But just keeping up with the trends of, hey, what matters to younger generations too. So yes, just keep that in mind, I guess.
Yes, I agree with you.
Awesome. You got anything else for us before we wrap this up? This has been awesome.
I am good, but, okay. You know, if anyone has any questions, you can feel free, you know, to reach out to me or.
Yeah. You want to drop your email address? I'll put it in the show notes too, but.
Yes. It is Brittany@centersocial.com or info@centersocial.com.
Okay. And what's your website?
Centersocial.com.
Okay. I'll put all that in the show notes. And then also, I mentioned this, I say that, but I haven't yet, but I will mention this and you will have already heard it in the intro, that we're going to do a webinar just talking about, social media and advertising, on May 3rd, 4 o'clock Pacific time, best coast time, 7 o'clock East Coast time, least coast time. That's May 3rd. We're going to do a webinar on social media and advertising. So come join us. We'll do some Q&A. At the end of that, you can talk with Brittany. You can listen to my sweet, sweet voice as I ask Brittany questions, or just listen to Brittany. But yeah, come hang out with us. That'll be fun.
Thank you, Jordan.
Thank you. And I'm looking forward to that. And, for the rest of you guys, hopefully you got something good out of that. Go, you know, jump into this, this marketing thing. I know it's not been a big topic in our industry forever, almost never. But it is becoming more and more of a big deal. And I am seeing, like, I have this cool privilege of being able to talk to laundromat owners all over really the world, but all over the country or all over the hemisphere. You know, I am seeing more and more people utilizing social media marketing, Google advertising, social media advertising for their laundromats. It's not necessarily an if you build it, they will come world anymore. And it's moving more and more away from that world and more to just a little more competition there. So don't get left behind. Jump in on that game. And Brittany, once again, always, always a pleasure. And can't wait to do the webinar with you.
Thank you.
All right. Another incredible episode with Brittany. So much good stuff in there. And man, here's my big takeaway is number one, you got to be doing this stuff. You got to be doing some advertising. You got to be posting on social. You've got to get your business in front of eyeballs. That is critical, and consistency is key. So that's my one big takeaway. Consistency is key, and just do it. Nike, not sponsored by Nike. I don't know why I just said that. Nike, sponsor me. I don't know why they would, but you know, I don't know. Michael Jordan of laundromats, Jordan Berry of I don't know. Okay. Anyways, that's my big takeaway. Listen, every episode, pick one thing. Whether you own a laundromat yet or not, pick one thing. There's tons of stuff in here that you can put into action this week. Put it into action. Remember, it's that action that's going to help you achieve your goals. It's going to lead you to success. So pick something, put it into action. Maybe go share it on the forums, laundromatresource.com/forums. And we will see you in next week's episode, which is a doozy. All right, we'll see you guys then. Peace.